Buy.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, and a weird... Sorted weirdos and bad guys. Welcome to the show, friends. You have Bradley Dean with you, and yours truly, to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. As could you go to Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go to Bradley Dean on two different websites, Bradley Dean on two different websites on Facebook, EEEE, one fan page, one personal page, little room on my personal page as well. Friends, you can also check us out on Twitter, which our Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1. Phone lines are accessible as usual, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Again, friends, we are turning talk radio into do radio. Now, aside of that, friends, if you'd also like to understand who we are, I just want to let you know that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And why is that, my pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, because you don't want them in someone else's head. You want them in your own. And like I always say, rather you want them in Christ's head. Now, we know that Christmas is over. Do I have, like, the world's violin crying?
Okay, smallest violin. You forgot the word smallest, Stephanie.
Sorry, smallest.
Smallest.
Violin.
Yes.
Can we hear the little...
I really don't have that kind of joy in my heart right now.
All right, I know. So Christmas is over, but we're going to finish up our Christmas package of the week, because, of course, we had Christmas here on Wednesday. But we had our Sons of Liberty package that we were highlighting this week, and it includes a Sons of Liberty t-shirt along with the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD. It's a lot of fun, especially if you have followed what happened there with the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, to see the media resources and what they said about that prayer in comparison with what really happened that day, the behind the scenes, what went on. You'll see the perfect contrast between the media and between reality.
It's one of those videos where you got to see it to actually experience it, because we can talk about it and talk about it, mm-hmm. but until you see the video... there's really nothing to talk about, other than the fact that we can make it known to you that it's available.
That's right. And, you know, I think it was like 20 minutes after you were done saying this prayer, it was on 2,000 outlets nationwide. The Blaze picked it up, lots of different radio interviews, so on and so forth. But it is really one of my favorite DVDs, and it tells you what was behind the prayer that day. You'll actually get to see the prayer, which kind of was to our advantage if you think about it, because people will say, wow, what's the big stir? Let me actually watch the prayer. And you can go online and watch it, and they think, I had people say, I was just waiting for what was the big punchline, what was the big kicker, yeah. what was so offensive. And, of course, you never saw it because it just wasn't there. You were honoring the veterans, you know, upholding our Constitution. It was awesome. So check it out. If you'd like to get our Sons of Liberty package, including our T-shirt, along with the Prayer That Rocked the Capitol DVD, you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. Or you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Want to let all of our listeners know, too, that your brand new article was featured out on WND last night. It's called A Culture at War with God is what they titled it. And, of course, it'll be going on the rest of our 36, 37 other different outlets coming up here shortly, and some of them are putting it out today. But please do check that out. Go to WND.com. Of course, we've got that posted on Sons of Liberty Radio as well on Facebook. A Culture at War with God. Already got some really good comments. Excellent, Bradley. So that's one of the things I wanted
to
highlight.
Did you see the one that I just got this morning by Robert? I won't say his last name, but did you see this guy that was calling me the scum of the earth?
You know what? I did
it's
see
like,
that print.
Did I do anything right here? Did you see this, Jace?
Is this
oh my God.
One of our loving
the guy did not. He did not get his coffee this morning. And Bradley Dean, you are the lowest scum on earth and not even a Christian. You are nothing but a hateful, fanatical, slimy, bigoted, self-righteous sack of dog waste.
Wow.
Yeah, this
that's
is pretty
creative.
Incredible. Oh, hang on a second here. Let's see where he goes with this thing. He said, you use Christianity as an excuse to justify your vile bigotry. Listen to this, friends, bigotry and mindless fanaticism. He said homosexuality is not abomination.
Hmm.
So we can see what we're dealing with right off the bat.
With God.
He said, you're an abomination. You use that stupid old book of ancient superstition, the Bible, to justify your hatred and bigotry. I think common sense does come into play here somewhere.
Wow.
You have absolutely no redeeming qualities as a human being. You're a liar and a hypocrite, not to mention a blithering idiot. You make me ashamed to be an American. You are no better than Hitler, just lacking the power, fortunately. You are to homosexuals what the KKK is to blacks. Interestingly enough, he contradicts himself in that statement, because if you look at Southern Poverty Law Center, you can see exactly what they're about.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know that Morris Dees, the founder of that organization, was actually there defending the KKK against their violence towards blacks. Man, they got to think things through a little bit. You are to homosexuals what the KKK is to blacks and what the Nazis were to Jews. Hey, listen, truth may be hate to those that hate the truth. But the bottom line is, my friends, hate is not responsible for telling the truth. Love does that.
Yeah.
So I go on. Please do this country and the world a favor and either hang yourself or put a gun to your thick skull. This would be good use of a gun for once, he said. It's all scrambled, friends.
Mm-hmm.
A good riddance to the lowest scum on earth. You fill me with nothing but disgust, rage, and loathing. I don't believe in hell. No, you don't have to be. You don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? I go on. He said, you stinking heap of dog waste. I'm not homosexual myself. I just loathe bigotry against homosexuals. A proud American liberal.
Yeah, you know.
So, folks, these are the kind of emails that we get.
Yeah, so yeah. The Sons of Liberty
and that's
out there
rare
doing
as
it.
Hen's teeth.
Yeah, the thing is it's a very scary place to be when you are sitting there and condemning the Word of God, the Bible, when you're basically saying it, that old book, and you're looking down the Bible that way. So he is in a very, very scary place to be. Those are those people who are at war with God and think they know more than the Creator.
Yeah.
Can the creation say to the Creator, you know, why hast thou made me thus?
Yeah.
Listen.
Or give him counsel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we are definitely doing what it takes out there. We're stirring people up.
Here, you know, interestingly enough, I do have, honey, can you tell the story? I'm sorry, Stephanie Joy, could you please tell the story?
Yes.
Of the turtle that was in the middle of the road. That,
oh,
this is how
yeah.
much I hate life.
Yeah, so Bradley one time, I mean, you know.
I'm patting myself on the back.
We were driving down the road, and it, you know, it was kind of a difficult time in life, and Bradley noticed that there was a turtle, and he was upside down, so he was on his shell, not in the right position. And so he went and got out of the car, picked up the turtle right side up how he's supposed to be, and let him go so he wouldn't get run over.
That's
this
right.
This is the kind of man who said, listen, I feel for that turtle because I know what things go on in life and the hard times that I go through, looking out for a turtle on the road, and that's the kind of man that's looking out for the homosexuals and anybody else.
I love them all, friends, but you know what? There's a lot of people in hell that Jesus loved too. You have to make a choice. I can't make that for you. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty, and
Daughters of Liberty.
Right.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, and for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties, and we would ask that as you are moved by this message that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout, and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, buy yourself an American-made privacy case and give one for only $79.95 each. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Sure could use me some coffee right now. You know what's interesting here? I just came across my notes. I was actually vetting all of my past radio shows, and I thought this was interesting because we noticed just over the last couple days, Jesse Jackson, reverend for whom he's reverend, I have no idea. He doesn't reverence the Word of God. We know that. But he's an uncivil rights leader wannabe is what he is. And in saying that, him and Al Sharpton, I just think within myself, is there no shame? They have no shame whatsoever. I mean, the way that they attack the Word of God through their actions is it's just unprecedented, friend. It's ridiculous to the point of no return. I mean, when you look at Jesse Jackson, I mean, his kid's in jail right now for crimes committed. I mean, it's over the top ridiculous. Can we get Stephanie up on there too, Chase? Thanks. And so anyways, in saying all that to say this, it is over the top. And I thought it was interesting that I went back and, you know, I found the actual, well, how would I say this? Dr. Elveda King on a TV show talked about her uncle, who was Martin Luther King, and the power of nonviolence. She shared that every participant in the civil rights marches in the 60s was required to sign, listen carefully, friends, this pledge before they could participate. So this was the pledge, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what they needed to actually be a part of before they could sign the pledge. I'm sorry, that they'd actually have to agree to before they could be a part of the civil rights movement. And I want you to listen carefully, and I'll just itemize them. And, Steph, what I'll do is I'll just throw them back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see what you have to say about them. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, okay. I'm ready.
So, again, this was the pledge that you had to sign before you could participate in the civil rights marches in the 60s. Tell me if you can see a severe contradiction between the 60s and what you see today through the supposed civil rights leaders. And the modern version is uncivil, friends, by the way.
Can I just make one comment before we begin? Now, the Bible clearly says that you know a man by his fruits.
Yeah.
When you look at Jesse Jackson, I'm not going to call him a reverend because in my opinion he's not. The Word of God is very clear on homosexuality, about everything, lying, thieves, adulterers, everything, not just that. There's no gray area with the Word of God. Now, this is the man who his son was just busted for. What did you say?
Well, I think he had a lot going on there.
Yeah,
I think
there was
a lot of infractions.
Yes. Didn't he also have a child out of wedlock while being married?
That's exactly right. That would be called adultery. That would be violation of number 7. But I'm not here to nitpick as far as his violations of law before a just and a holy God. I think the fruits of his lifestyle.
But that's my point. This is the fruit. First of all, we're going to the fruit of the man, Jesse Jackson.
Okay? Yes.
If you take a look at his fruit, that says a lot about who he is. So if his actions don't line up with Scripture and he's trying to justify, well, oh, this is just terrible what this Robertson character said, you have to look at the fruit of the source of who it's coming from. Reflecting that, saying the civil rights movement that we're going to talk about, this is what it's supposed to be like.
That's
this
right.
is not an example of what it is.
Okay, so number one, if you want to be a part of the civil rights marches in the 60s, this is the pledge that you had to sign before you could be a part of it. Number one, meditate on teachings of Jesus daily.
Mm-hmm. That Bible's inconvenient sometimes.
Do you see the uncivil rights leaders of the day doing that, or do you see them attempting to divide and conquer, which is the methodology of the enemy of Jesus? His name would be Beelzebub, Satan, and the such. Number two, remember that nonviolent movement seeks justice and reconciliation, not just victory. Cool. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But reconciliation, my friends, is not without the cross. And by the way, nobody understood redemptive power concerning incarnate man back in the 60s more than MLK did.
Mm-hmm.
He understood redemptive power and what it took to actually bring about resolve, knowing the power of God unto salvation, bringing it to Scripture, friends. Number three, walk and talk in the manner of love, charity, for God is love.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but don't take the character of who God is out of the definition or the heart of God, namely defining the word love. Okay? When he was rebuking the Pharisees, that was love. When he was woeing them, that was love. When he was healing and showing mercy, that was love. Okay?
When he was dying on the cross.
So there's two sides to every sword. That's exactly right. And it was also an exemplification of God's hatred towards sin.
Amen.
Okay, I go on. Number four, pray daily to be used by God.
Amen.
Number five, sacrifice personal needs. Greed has to go out the window. And when you watch the civil rights movement back in the 60s, that's exactly what you see.
They sacrificed.
Selfless individuals bearing their cross.
They had to be very brave, those civil rights leaders back in the day, yes.
Right. Number six, observe with both friend and foe the ordinary rules of courtesy.
Mm-hmm. I think they were above and beyond that as they were being attacked by dogs and had water hoses sprayed on them. They were over the top without nonviolence.
Number seven, seek to perform regular service for others and for the world. Now, again, friends, this was the pledge that you had to agree to before you could be a part of the civil rights marches in the 60s. Number eight, refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart.
Wow. That's going all the way to the heart. That's awesome.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were using
Mahatma Gandhi?
No. I know his name. I just got to get a quote here. I think his quote was, and by the way, we want to be careful of this because Mr. Gandhi followed the rule of God's word at length. And I don't like when people, you know, give credit to Mr. Gandhi
rather
for the very
things.
That's exactly right. Because sometimes it gets weird. As a matter of fact, I remember Mr. Gandhi here. He said that, you know, an eye for an eye will leave the whole world blind. No, wait a second. Just on a rabbit trail right now, friends. Keep in mind, if you don't want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. Okay? So an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a wound for a wound, blow for a blow, burn for burn, that is God's way of saying do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And if you violate my laws, this is what's going to happen to you for violating them. In other words, if you don't, again, want to do the time, then don't commit the crime. I go on. Number eight. Refrain from the violence of fist, tongue, or heart. Okay? Turn the other cheek to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
Friends, also let's bring this into Scripture where Jesus said, you know, forgive 7 times 70, speaking to Peter. But let's not forget the whole Scripture in context. He said, forgive 7 times 70 to those that repent for their sins towards their brother. Let's not forget that part. Okay? Oftentimes we see through the state-run media people forgiving people for heinous crimes to the point of extremity again. I don't even want to name some of them. I just seen one the other day. It's just like, you got to be kidding me, lady. See, you also got to keep in mind to the balance, friends, that soft judges produce hardened criminals. Oftentimes people are forgiving people that aren't sorry for the crimes that they committed towards those people that are doing the forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was clear as day. I hope I'm not confusing people.
Yeah.
But it's true. People like to show more sympathy and mercy for the criminal today rather than the victims. In America, we have that completely backwards. That is called judgment turns backwards. And we have to get judgment and justice into proper perspective and into proper scope. Scope of authority and power, which belongs to God. And He is the authority that tells us what's right and what's wrong. I go on. Number 9. Strive to be good in spiritual and bodily health. Strive to be in good spiritual and bodily health. Cool.
That's
I agree.
Good.
I mean, for the best that they could.
The
I mean, they get beat up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, folks, if you ever did a study into the civil rights movement, it was over the top. Several of the civil rights leaders were shot down in their backyards.
That's right.
Yeah. So, number 9, strive to be good in spiritual and bodily health.
You just mentioned that one.
Yes.
Yep.
10, follow the directions of the movement. And, hey, Stephanie. Scripture says that God said to Abraham, Abraham, Abraham,
men need
Isaac,
to
Isaac,
twice.
Jacob, Jacob.
I
that's it. Okay, okay.
Yes, because we are the
see
temple.
What I just did? I just polished
and
that.
And the thing is, we are the temple of the Lord, so we have to make sure we take care of our physical being in our temple. So that's good. It's good for people to reiterate to be in spiritual and bodily good health.
That's right.
Very good point.
Okay, number 10.
Thank you.
Okay, now, folks, again, this is the pledge that you'd have to agree to before you signed it to be a part of the civil rights marches in the 60s. You ready for this? Follow the directions of the movement and of the captain of the demonstration. That, case in point, would be none other than Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great example.
Yeah.
Yes.
Remember, he's the guy that said that a man of conscience is not a leader of consensus. He said a man of conscience is a molder of consensus.
That's right.
He stood regardless of what other people thought. And you notice that he would sway national polls back in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
which for the most part back then may have been correct in number.
Case in point. When
he wasn't moved by polls.
No.
Have you ever noticed that?
No, he said, yeah. In fact, when he began to speak out about the Vietnam War, he said other people might say that they can't speak out. He goes, that's their business.
Yeah, yeah.
That's their business. But he had a hold of his conscience, and his conscience said, I need to speak out now. So
he's held captive like the reformer
way.
Martin Luther.
It's so interesting that you know, quote about the prophets, basically, now that he is safely dead, let us praise him.
Yeah.
For history makes convenient heroes, you know, because they're not basically alive to challenge the images that we've created of them.
Well, right.
So
well, we have to
back,
keep in mind history is written by men who hung heroes.
Exactly. And
yes.
If you look at people think about Martin Luther King Jr. now, and they hail him as just look at what he did and this awesome man of peace. Well, back in the day, he's radical. He's disturbing the peace.
They called him the troubler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm, that sounds familiar. Someone else in the Bible, maybe Elijah?
That's exactly right.
Jesus.
In 1 Kings 18.
Mm.
Exactly. Friends, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio and
Daughters of Liberty.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after this break. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to talk about the DARE fallout that you may not have heard in the past. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey guys, okay, welcome back to the show, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now here's the deal, last week we had Tom, who's a former police officer, actually call into the show, and he went off on the topic of the DARE program. And interestingly enough, I just thought, because when I did high school assemblies across the country, I would continuously talk about that topic. And when I would be talking about the DARE program, I'd be exposing the program for what it was. And the sheriff, because I'd have sheriffs in the assembly programs, they would be in the back looking at me, nodding their heads in agreement with with everything that I was saying concerning the program. And by the way, if you'd like to go to DARE, I believe it's DARE.com. I'll check it out right now. Just hang on one second. DARE.com. You can go online and see exactly what I'm talking about when I go through this really quick. Again, talking about the DARE program, we found out through the, I believe it was a state college in Illinois that actually found out those that went to the DARE program actually increased in the eighth grade 30% in drug use. And I think it's interesting, it's an interesting point because most people don't realize that these programs are actually teaching kids how to commit the crimes. So let me kind of take this line upon line here for you, friends, really quick, talking about the DARE program. We had Tom calling. Hey, Chase, was that guy calling from Maryland, I believe? I believe it was Maryland. And if Tom, if you're out there and you like to comment, we'll open up a line for you, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, when I'm in public schools, I'll talk about drugs, crystal, crack, cocaine, dust, heroin, marijuana, so on and so forth. because drugs are glamorized from music, Hollywood, TV, magazines, and, of course, the streets. And here again are the seeds, friends. Now you got to pay attention. This is in part of my high school assembly program. After watching a 2020 program, remember the program 2020, which aired about 10 years ago, there was a program that was called The Transportation of Drugs to America. And I remember the American press actually went over to Colombia, and the Colombian people actually were going back and forth with the American press. And they were telling the American press, listen, if you in America weren't buying the drugs, our little children wouldn't be dying. Now, there's something called cocaine cowboys. And these cocaine cowboys, what they do is they take these little people, little boys, little girls, and they'll execute them, and then they'll empty their body cavities. I'm not trying to be gross, friends. They're called cocaine cowboys. And what they'll do with that empty body cavity is they'll open up the body and they'll take the drugs and they'll put them inside of the dead bodies, the corpses, and they'll put them in a coffin and send them back to America. And in many cases, friends, that's how people get high on cocaine. Just a side note, over 80% of the drugs confiscated by law official enforcement agencies still hit the streets in America. So you got to ask yourself the question, what's going on there? You got a couple rotten eggs in the basket, don't you? Yeah, you do. 80% of the drugs confiscated by law official enforcement agencies still hit the streets. Folks, did you know that in Las Vegas they don't have a problem with the drugs on the strip where all the casinos are? And can anybody tell me why they don't have a problem with drugs on the strip where all the casinos are? They don't have a problem with drugs in Las Vegas on the strip because they know uncles and aunts and moms and dads and grandpas and grandmas are coming to Las Vegas to spend billions of dollars every year. So therefore, they have to deter crime. So guess what they do, friends? They enforce the laws towards the crime. And when the laws are enforced towards drug crime, guess what you don't have a problem with? Those that are selling drugs, namely on the strip in Las Vegas. Now, what's interesting about that, friends, is under George Bush's, I don't want to call it a regime, administration, there was a guy named John P. Walters. And John P. Walters said this. He said, government's anti-drug ads are largely being ignored by the teens and find no evidence that the multi-million dollar campaign is discouraging drug use. Speaking of DARE. Of course it's not, because when I do high school assemblies, the first thing I'll do is I'll ask the students in public schools, what happens when I tell you not to do something? The more I tell you not to do something, the more you want to what? I have this on audio, friends. They'll shout back to me in unison, up to 300, 500, 700, 1,000, 1,500 students at a time will say, well, do what you told us not to do. What is that? Let me bring it to Scripture. The law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. The law is holy. The commandment is holy, just, and good. But I am carnal. In other words, God's law is spiritual, and it is good, and it is holy. See, I am corrupt, and I am carnal. So the more God tells me not to do something, guess what my carnal nature wants to do? It wants to rebel against God. So when the commandment comes, sin revives, and that's exactly what's going on in public schools today. By the way, dare means to provoke. Why would I provoke a child to commit a crime? He doesn't know how to burn a house down if you don't put matches in his hands. But when you teach him how to do it, how to commit the crime, and what's interesting about this is law enforcement agencies that are actually teaching the kids how to commit the crime. Do I believe they're purposely doing it? No, no, no. I'm not saying that. I believe through ignorance and stupidity, they are. John P. Walters, if I was to ask you a question, friends, if you had a car that didn't work, would you put gas into it? Well, most people with a little common sense would say no way. See, but what's interesting is these people that are behind these programs, who I do believe know what they're doing, even after finding out all the failures of these programs, John P. Walters still wants to maintain the current funding of $100 million while the government spends $18 billion on anti-drug efforts each year. Interestingly enough, when you go into schools, friends, you'll see these posters with these little innocent kids on them, 5, 6, 7 years old. And in this particular poster, it's stated right above his head, it said, it can start as a dare or youthful curiosity. Well, who's doing the introduction here, friends? They say, or it may be a way to escape problems at home. Whatever the reasons, studies show that an alarming number of young people are trying drugs. Who's bringing forth the knowledge as to how to commit the crime in the first place, friends? The teachers are. The law enforcement agencies are. I have a documentary called My War. I have this all on video. Folks, they bring these glass cases in for the schools to see the drugs, how to use them, where to get the drugs, what to use. And you have police officers standing there teaching the kids how to commit the crimes. Again, the word dare means to provoke or to challenge, to defy. Webster's 1828. When we were on vacation at Ripley's, believe it or not, about 10 years ago, it was about 12 years ago now, we walked inside and they had this little button that said, do not push this button. Guess what all the little kids wanted to do, friends? They wanted to be the first ones to push the button that they weren't supposed to push. Again, drug use has gone up 30% nationwide since the inception of this program. Why? Because DARE's message is muddled and confusing. It does not tell kids that they must not use drugs. It tells them that they have a right to say no, implying that they also have a right to say yes. Is drug use illegal? Speaking of cocaine, marijuana, PCP, crystal. Of course it is. Well, then why are they suggesting that they have a right to say no, also implying that they have a right to say yes? Hey, folks, when you go to the DARE website, when you go to drug information, I just went to one just now, cocaine. It has right on the page here, friends, cocaine use. It gives street names, blow, snow, nose candy, derived from, description, how to use it. On the top of this website, it has little kids, all elementary students for the most part, maybe a seventh grader up there. On the top. Folks, if you don't want someone to use drugs, then you don't show them how to use drugs. If you don't want someone to commit crimes, then don't show them how to commit the crime. Again, what stops drug use and crime? The magnification of law unto judgment. See, the DARE program, friends, is like a carrot dangling in the front of a nose of a horse. Oh, did I forget to tell you that the University of Michigan found that eighth graders, I'm sorry, it was Michigan, not Illinois, I stand corrected, found that eighth graders that went through the DARE program tripled in drug use. And even after all the ineffective findings, friends, program supporters said, cutback is not needed, but an expansion. Listen to what I said. Even after all the ineffective findings, program supporters said cutback is not needed, but an expansion. If you want to see DARE's big flop, Google search on DARE's failures all over the place. Oh, by the way, one of the designers of the DARE program, Dr. William Hansen, stated, I think the program should be scrapped and developed anew. The conclusion of the Congressional General Accounting Office, GAO, the U.S. Surgeon General, the National Academy of Sciences, and the U.S. Department of Education is the program is completely ineffective and sometimes even counterproductive, worse than doing nothing. Of course it is. But this is what they're doing in public schools. They're teaching them inadvertently how to commit the crime. And again, do I believe they're doing it on purpose? No, I didn't say that. I do believe that there are some that know exactly what they're doing. Who benefits? The drug dealers. Had a little girl email me. This is probably about 7 years ago. Her name was Arissa. She was from Minnesota. This is what she said. Actually, I'm going to take a quick break, and right when I get back, I'm going to read Arissa's email concerning the DARE program. She said it. I didn't, but she was no dummy. And by the way, students are no dummies. I got students on film on the My War documentary, available on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. where the little poster children for the D.A.R.E. program in the 8th grade became the biggest community.
Do you remember when you were in school and someone yelled fight after school between so-and-so?
The Sons of Liberty.
It would go through the entire school in about 15 minutes.
The Sons of Liberty.
And about 90% of the school population would be there on top of the hill to see who would win the fight. Are you starting to get what I'm saying?
The Sons of Liberty.
It's time to fight the good fight, but you have to get into it first.
The Sons of Liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Last week, we'd actually had a caller call in. Tom, I believe, was out of Maryland. He was a former police officer, and he started talking about the D.A.R.E. program. And at that particular time, I wanted to start to talk about it, but I didn't want to get too far off of track. So I decided I'd bring it into today's show, kind of make it a free-for-all. If you'd like to call in, now's the time. 1-866, well, it's the end of the hour again. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And he started talking about the failure of the D.A.R.E. program, and that's what I've been kind of outlining right now. And so I'm over here, where I received a letter, an email from a girl named Marissa from Minnesota, and she was talking about a program called MEDA, which is almost identical to the D.A.R.E. program. And the funding that these people get is just incredible, friends. And it's also interesting to note that when I'm sharing these details, I have police or sheriffs that will be looking at me during the program when I'm in high schools, nodding their head, agreeing with everything that I'm telling them. And I'm sorry to say this, but I've heard cops say, these D.A.R.E. program cops say, it's job security. So as long as kids are on drugs, they have a job. It's that backwards. It's that ridiculous. But let me get back to this email that I received from Marissa. She was 17 years old from the state of Minnesota. She said the last speaker that we had was a lady, and she did absolutely nothing. She started her presentation on meth, MEDA, by giving the information a lot like on the D.A.R.E. website. She told us what it was, the street names, how to get it, and how to use it. She went into such detail as to put the formula up on the screen for everyone to see. When asked about it, she commented, "You asked me to come here and speak about meth, not to tell them that they shouldn't use it." Did you hear what the MEDA teacher was telling the students? "When you asked about it," she commented, the teacher did, "you asked me to come here and speak about meth, not to tell them that they should not use it." Are you kidding me? Friends, they're teaching the students how to use the drugs, how to commit the crime. After doing a high school assembly in Minnesota, Stephanie was preparing to do an elementary school assembly when she was approached by the elementary principal. And she said, "I heard that you guys bash the DARE program." So I walked over there and I said, "No, ma'am, we're not bashing the DARE program. We're exposing the DARE program for what it is. If you'd have taken the time to see what the program was about, it would be the furthest thing from your mind to bring it into your public school." At that particular time, the high school teacher came over to me and told me they have a major problem with crystal methane. I looked at that high school teacher and I said to him, "Sir, I said, you have a crystal methane problem in your school because you're teaching them how to commit the crime. And of course, I know that you're not doing that purposely, but you need to take a look at these programs." "Oh, Bradley, you're way out there." "Really?" Hey, friends, our very protected third grade grandchild came home after her exposure to DARE. Our very protected third grade grandchild came home after her exposure to DARE and proceeded to put straws up her nose and tried to snort any powder available. Enough already. Huh, I didn't say it. No, of course not. But friends, I'll tell you what, the bureaucracy is right there to help out. You know, you have a drug problem, we'll rehabilitate you. It's not against the law. We'll rehabilitate you because that way we can make money. See, if we just simply enforce the laws against the crimes, we're not going to be able to make any money, or not as much anyways. And folks, people really think this way all across the country. But what happens when you have a good judge? Hey, folks, you ever heard of Maximum John Wood? Let me just bring forth this point. This is a part of my assembly, too, and it's very important because we need to understand that the very throne of God, clouds and darkness around about him, righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. And when you look in Psalm 9:16-17, it says that God is known by the judgments that he executes. How much does God hate sin? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. How much does God love you? Look to Jesus Christ, the sacrificial lamb. But let me ask you, friends, have you ever heard of Maximum John Wood before? John Wood hated crime so much that to those that broke the law, he would maximize the law in sentence during judgment. Matter of fact, if you committed a crime in his county, people were scared to death to actually commit the crime in his county. So what they would do is they would drug deal outside of his county. But there were some that were busted for drug possession. And they knew when they were busted in John Wood, Maximum John Wood's county, that if they stood in front of John Wood, they were going to jail for probably the rest of their lives. You ever heard of Woody Harrelson before? Woody Harrelson, the actor, you know, White Man Can't Jump? Did you know that Woody Harrelson's dad was actually accused of the crime? What they did is, because the drug dealers, the criminals, didn't want to stand in front of Maximum John Wood, what they did is they actually hired a hitman, Woody Harrelson's dad, to go take care of the judge, Maximum John Wood. So they killed him. Woody Harrelson's dad serves a two-lifetime sentence in prison. He actually just died in prison probably 5 to 7 years ago. See, but this is what's going on in this country because they don't want to face the judge. What they want to do is they want to actually kill the judge. But that's not going to fly with the things of our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, and I praise God for it. He is so thorough. He will not at all overlook any iniquity in any sense of the word. Here's my point, friends. If you have no justice, you have no one to enforce the laws of the land, then you have no liberty. See, but when you go back to Maximum John Wood, you understand that he loved not only God, but he also loved his country by showing mercy on his country by bringing forth judgment upon those that committed the crime. You know, most kids that commit the crime of drug possession or drug use, so on and so forth, it is a crime. They know that they're going to stand in front of America's injustice system in some cases, not in all cases. But they already know that they're going to get their hand slapped by the judge. So that's what encourages them to continue committing the crime. But again, talking about the DARE program, friends, do your due diligence. It's over the top ridiculous. And I brought this point up just for Tom out in Maryland. And it was a great point, and I just wanted to highlight it.
Well, I think, like you're talking about with justice, is you have to have justice. And, you know, even when you look at you're the victim of some unlawful act, you really feel like, wow, I've been violated. It's a total, your trust, it's a misuse of your trust. You think, you know, generally you can trust people, so on and so forth. But when you're the victim of crime and there's no justice done, you sit there and think, okay, well, I want justice to be had so you feel good. And we talk about love, how there's so much tolerance towards the person who is doing the crime, the criminal himself. What about, and they think, well, you can't be too harsh on the criminal.
I know.
Well, here's the deal.
They often pull away the cross when the cross should do its work.
So here's the deal where I'm going with this is they say, you know, you can't be too over the top on your judgment on the criminal. But the thing is if you let that criminal go, they could violate 160.
What you're seeing in America.
They could be lawless.
Repeat offenders,
exactly.
Because they're already taught through the injustice department, the injustice system in America, that you have three strikes.
Mm-hmm.
You can commit the crime the first time, the second time, but the third time you're going to get in trouble. They're encouraging the crime because it's a money maker. We have a correctional facility across the country, friends. Your judicial system, friends, makes $64 billion a year. So why is crime encouraged? Why is it taught through Hollywood?
Mm-hmm,
why
exactly.
is it accepted in our public schools, mm-hmm. friends? Because it's a moneymaker.
And you're going to, what is true love? So you're saying we don't want to be too harsh on the criminal. So we're loving the criminal more than having a love or a care towards all those people that are going to be violated by that criminal because justice was not served upon his head.
That's
so
right.
We're loving the criminal more than all the victims.
Yeah.
I remember one time
they're showing mercy to somebody that's not sorry for the crimes that he committed.
Mm-hmm.
That is not scriptural.
Right.
And what they're doing is by showing them a false sense of mercy and a false sense of grace, what they're doing is they're hardening that individual only to commit the crime again. He's encouraged
that's
to commit
right.
the crime again because he pulled one over on man. But let me tell you something, friends. You will not pull one over on my Heavenly Father.
And the victim himself or herself, when you're victimized by someone, when the criminal is brought to justice, it helps you with the healing
yes,
process.
Yes, it does. I know the story.
See,
yes, I know the story of a young kid that was violated by. He was actually a victim of a sexual crime, and he was having a hard time with the fact that justice wasn't being brought forth. And once justice was brought forth, mm-hmm. that kid could properly heal now because that man was dealt with properly.
That's exactly
according
right.
According to God's laws.
That's right. And
yes.
I remember we were watching a documentary on this one particular. These two young men who committed this horrific crime against this woman and her family, and basically. They killed her, and there is so much gruesome detail you can't go into all of it. But the one individual was brought before the death chamber where he was going to be put to death, and the daughter of the mom who was murdered said basically it gave her a sense of justice and a sense of a good feeling, quote unquote, in the sense that, okay, justice was served on the behalf of her mom who was no longer with her and all that she went through in her life because her mom was so violently taken away from her.
Mm-hmm.
She was going to be able to heal from that point because justice was served. If you don't take care of the criminal, then all the other victims out there are going to feel and they're going to have
at large.
Exactly.
Yes, they are going to be.
Where's the love?
That's exactly right. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and Daughters of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you then. See you.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.